Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, hello, friends, family, newbies, oldies. I hope that you're all doing well and thank you for tuning in once again. I have decided to share even more poetry with you this week. This time, these pieces are not by me. Actually, there are three poems and one extract I think I'll share. I'm going to do two Rumi's, one Bayo and one Angel. Okay, so four pieces. The two Rumi's are very short, and then the extracts are slightly longer, but still short in the grand scheme of things. And I've decided to share these this week because I will very often, week to week, as I'm editing or listening back to episodes, I'll be in my own work of listening to other conversations and reading as much poetry as possible. And poetry for me often becomes more critical and vital and present in my life when I'm having a bit of a difficult time. And I have just been struggling and I guess kind of grappling with the now. And I felt that it was more relevant and maybe more interesting for others, just because I know quite often that when we are feeling something, when you, I are feeling something, there's often a collective energy or connection there. And I know that within my community, I've been speaking to different people, and it could be the anxiety of the end of summer, or it could just be how my particular group of friends are feeling. But nonetheless, something that I find peace in when I'm feeling a bit restless, unsure, and uncomfortable is poetry. So in many ways, of course, this makes sense because it's a moment, having a moment, and aren't we all? And what I'm hoping is that these words will sit with you in a place that maybe helps you ask a new question, or maybe a sentence will inspire you, or it will bring just a little bit more peace for this time. I really hope you enjoy these. You know, I often read and will listen to feedback and get DMs, and quite often what a lot of you will say to me is that you enjoy my voice, which is so kind. And so I'm just giving you more opportunities to hear me just reading, which people have often asked me to do. And on that note, if you have your favorite poems or requests that you'd like me to read, please share. But until then, this week, please allow these words to inspire you and move you, and I hope they can be of some comfort. So I heard these words by Angel Kyodo Williams. She is a Zen priest and the second black woman to be recognized by the Japanese Zen lineage. She shared these words on love, and they have stayed with me from the moment I heard them. She said, "The way I think of love most often these days is that love is space. It is developing our own capacity for spaciousness within ourselves to allow others to be as they are. That is love. That doesn't mean we don't have hopes or wishes that things are changed or shifted, but that to come from a place of love is to be an acceptance of what is, even in the face of moving towards something that is more just and more spacious for all of us." I highly recommend listening to that entire conversation. It is from my favorite podcast called On Being. Now for some words written in 2020 by Dr. Bayo Akomolafe. When I heard these words in 2020, it felt so prophetic. They felt so prophetic, and it felt prophetic in my body. It still resonates with me deeply today. And there is a line in which he talks about questions we do not yet know the answers for or have not found. And that felt really loud for how I feel in this moment. I hope these words move you as much as they did me. He wrote, "Even as the oceans boil and the hurricanes beat violently against our once safe shores, and the air sweats with the heat of impending doom, and our fists protest the denial of climate justice, that there is a path to take that has nothing to do with victory or defeat. A place we do not yet know the coordinates to, a question we do not yet know how to ask. The point of the departed arrow is not merely to pierce the bullseye and carry the trophy. The point of the departed arrow is to sing the wind and remake the world in the brevity of flight. There are things we must do, sayings we must say, thoughts we must think that look nothing like the images of success that have so thoroughly possessed our visions of justice." May this new decade be remembered as the decade of the strange path, of the third way, of the broken binary, the post-human movement for emancipation, the gift of disorientation that opened up new places of power and of slow limbs. May this decade bring more than just solutions, more than just a future. May it bring words we don't know yet and temporalities we have not yet inhabited. May we be slower than speed could calculate and swifter than the pull of gravity of words can incarcerate. And may we be visited so thoroughly and met in wild places so overwhelmingly that we may be left undone, ready for composting, ready for the impossible. Welcome to the decade of the fugitive. There are so many glorious interviews with Bayo, and I really recommend checking out his work, Conversations. He's a really, really wise voice of this time. So I'm excited to end with two Rumi poems. I'm sure we can all agree that Rumi is always a soothing, healing and calming poet to encounter. These poems are very short and I often read them together. I put them together while I was making a document and assumed they were one poem, and then I was doing a bit more research and realized I had actually just put them together. But I'll read them together because they flow with such ease. The first one is Out Beyond Ideas of Wrongdoing, or it's actually called Out Beyond Ideas. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. When the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk about. Ideas, language, even the phrase each other, doesn't make any sense. The breeze at dawn has secrets to tell you. Don't go back to sleep. You must ask for what you really want. Don't go back to sleep. People are going back and forth across the door sill where the two worlds touch. The door is round and open. Don't go back to sleep. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the poetry. I hope you know you can always return to these pieces. You can find the books, the conversations from the wise people that I've shared with you today. I'll put all of the links in the show notes. If you're enjoying this podcast, you know what to do. Please subscribe and like and share. No pressure to do that, but it is really lovely if you do. Lots of love. Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.